taking it to the streets. Unionists, indigenous and pro-government movements marched to the presidential palace, heeding the call of Colombia's president to defend his controversial social reforms. It is Gustavo Petro's preferred strategy in times of crisis.
They thought a cornered Petro would abandon the idea of a great transformation. But this is not our destiny. That's not why we are here. Our function in the history of Colombia is to make the reforms succeed.
Realization comes just days after Petro dismissed seven cabinet ministers, mostly members of the country's political establishment, replacing them with close allies. At the heart of the crisis is Petro's controversial healthcare reform plan, which would reduce the involvement of private entities and give the state more control over funds. But his plan has been lagging in Congress. Green Party Senator Ariel Avila says the cabinet breakup signals the end of Petro's broad governing coalition. But his reformist agenda could be difficult to realize with a weakened base in Congress.
The government presented 35 reforms of these four. The so-called social reforms are the most controversial and have led to the breakdown of the coalition. The government now will try to negotiate votes with each congressman. Then, when it sees that many of his reforms will fail, Petro will try with the street democracy. He will try to promote a referendum to approve the reform.
Critics consider the abrupt shake-up coming just 9 months into Petro's administration as a possible radicalization on part of a president that has shown little patience for dissent. And the move has also sent shockwaves through the currency and bond markets.
The most worrying loss for the markets was the sacking of Finance Minister José Antonio Campo, an internationally admired economist who many observers saw as a wall of protection against radical moves. Petro replaced him with Ricardo Bonilla, another seasoned economist, but one who observers fear will simply do as he's told.
The president may be keen to make some decisions about cost controls, price increases for fuel, additional subsidies, or even an extraordinary increase in the minimum wage. So each of those lines in the sand represent opportunities for Bonilla to say, stop. No. And show if he will rise to the occasion and fill the big shoes that Ocampo left behind.
Petro will be hoping to push labor, pension and health reform to Congress in the next couple of weeks, but it will have to do it with declining support in the polls and shaky economic times ahead, showing just how difficult it will be to fulfill his promise of change. Alessandro Rampietti, Al Jazeera, Bogota.